Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Am I risking my very freedom by occasionally running a left turn arrow at 4 a.m?
I'm just surprised that I haven't had more calls from you three on legal issues with your vehicle.
I think we're all kind of idiots in some respect.
You're the first person I'll call when my car gets stolen because I left it running in a parking lot.
Yeah, Sam's the worst, man. How is that the worst? Because you leave it running for everybody else to die in the explosion. At least I'm caught up in it as well.
I'm not leaving it running while I'm pumping gas. I leave it running parked right by the door.
All right, Jeff O'Brien, let's run through this. There was a couple of Supreme Court rulings yesterday. It was really interesting right after these rulings came down and sort of the attempts of the mainstream media talking heads to make sense of both of these rulings. And the headline from the Associated Press, you know, the court says the New York District Attorney can subpoena Trump's records. Congress can't. The documents, they go on to say, had the potential to reveal details on everything from possible misdeeds to the true nature of the president's vaunted wealth. And before we hand it off to you to kind of break all this down, we did have Tom Emmer on the show. He called in at 6:20, and I would encourage everybody to go and check out that conversation that we had with him on the podcast when the show was over on the iHeartRadio app. But he certainly gave his take on how this was actually a win for Trump. So, Jeff O'Brien, after all that, we'll hand it off to you. Can you lay down exactly what the Supreme Court ruled yesterday and what it actually means and why these headlines are wrong?
Yeah, they are wrong, and I agree with my congressman that these were wins for the Trump administration, for President Trump. I should, you know, these are personal legal issues that he has his personal legal team fighting him. But I got a breaking news alert. You know, the Supreme Court said that the Manhattan DA can get Trump's tax returns. Well, that's not good for the president. And I went and read more on it and read the decision. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what they say. And so what they said is that both cases dealt with the issue of having this absolute immunity because Donald Trump is president. And the court in both these cases says, no, you don't get to defeat a subpoena just because you're president. And they go and lay out all this criteria. There's still means for President Trump to legally object to these subpoenas. And the case on the congressional subpoena is going to be even tougher for them to get a hold of those tax returns, because the Chief Justice lays out a number of criteria for what grounds where they could be able to get the president's tax returns. And they're talking about, you know, legislative action, and there's no reason other than they just want his tax returns to be able to dig, you know, root through them, see if they can find something incriminating. So it was two very brilliant decisions, two very brilliant opinions written by the Chief Justice, and he got a 7-2 majority in both of them. And so you have this situation where there's a lot more to come on this issue of these subpoenas for Donald Trump's tax returns. And I can tell you, contrary to what you're seeing on the media and the blue check marks on Twitter, these returns aren't going to see the light of day before the November election.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. And once the November election is over, what's the relevancy? Like, who cares? He's not going to run for re-election, or he will have lost already. One or the other is going to be the case. So who's going to care?
Well, I suppose it could be relevant because they'll try, if he wins re-election, they'll try another run at impeachment.
Yeah, I guess you're right. They could try to get something impeachable out of there. But I mean, can you think of any instances where a politician from either party was felled because of something that was discovered in their tax returns?
No, I know that there was a lot of talk back with, you know, when during the last presidential race about the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons having money from foreign sources, but you know, it was just another election issue. It never really came to anything. But no, it's just more of the same that, you know, this, regardless of how you feel about this president, I don't see that any president has ever been subjected to this amount of scrutiny.
Yeah.
From a legal perspective during his, during his presidency. And, you know, so it's, again, and then the president himself kind of shot himself in the foot when he's tweeting about, you know, persecution and witch hunt. And it's like, dude, those were good decisions for you. You should go out, you should take a victory lap.
Yeah.
Well, and it'll be, I'm curious to see, you know, if the congressional Democrats try to move on this, because, you know, we've got like, what, 116 days, I think, till the election at this point in time. And for them to try to go and make hay out of this in some way, one, you know, there is kind of a ticking clock. You alluded to it just a moment ago. You know, if we get past this year with this particular issue, you know, so if the Democrats want to actually try to make hay of this year, I mean, that that DA in New York's got to start working like today in order to try to facilitate what would need to happen to get their hands on it, if there's anything there. Plus, if the Democrats do in Congress, I mean, Trump's going to have a really strong argument to go, are you kidding me? In the middle of everything that we're dealing with in the country right now, you guys are going to waste congressional time and, you know, and on my tax returns.
That's exactly right, John. And Chief Justice, in these opinions, like I said, laid out, basically telegraphed to President Trump and his legal team further grounds they have to make objections at the lower, because these were both remanded to the lower court. These higher courts oftentimes remand a case back to a lower court once they decide the specific issue. So they only decided this issue of immunity and then referred the case back to the court. But you could see, again, there's going to be some other issue that's raised as an objection to these subpoenas. This could make its way all the way back up to the Supreme Court again. This could be years before they ever show up these subpoenas.
Funny.
And by the way, there's a great, for anybody, you know, we've talked a lot this week about the Supreme Court. There's a great article over on redstate.com. You know, we've bashed on Chief Justice Roberts a little bit this term, but it's a good analysis of a kind of look back at the entire term and what he has done to guide the direction of the court. And I think conservatives will actually be very pleased with the direction of the court when you read through that analysis. So I invite listeners to go check that out. It's a very, very well written piece.
I'll tweet out a link to it using the hashtag TCNT. Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much for joining us. And I think it's about your third appearance this week that the lawyer extraordinaire bat signal's gone up. So you can send the invoice to
I know.
John Justice.
Supreme Court cases.
Yeah, you can send, and again, as Drew just said, you can send those invoices to JDTCNT.
I figure I'll make a lot more off of your traffic violations.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, traffic violations, Drew. Traffic violations.
Take care, Jeff. We'll talk again soon, buddy.